Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it. Want to address this really quick. For those of you that go to the game on Sunday, you will not hear a familiar voice. Dale Carter has resigned as the PA announcer for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know that voice. It's third down. So he is going to pursue other things. As he finishes his note off saying, "I have tremendous respect for the organization and I am thankful I got to do this. My life is incredibly blessed with a loving wife, amazing kids, and grandkids. My work life is a full to KFKF Q104, my podcast, Blue Springs South High School Football. Shout out there. And now a run for, I believe, Jackson County legislator, mm-hmm. Because there's a big vote on September 30th. I got my mail yesterday, sent you guys a picture.
Yeah.
I was like, Jackson County Board of Executives, what did I do? You know, I was kind of nervous. You know, you get that mail, you're like, you know what your normal mail is, right? You get your water bill. At least I get my water bill in the mail. I get Evergy bill that I don't need in the mail because I get an email reminder every day about what it is.
You don't have the automatic payment set up?
I do, which is weird.
And they still send the bill. What a waste of paper.
Couldn't tell you why. And then I see this.
Keeping Clavin employed.
It's like Jackson County Board of Executives. I'm like, oh, man, did I miss a court date? You know, like, what did I do? I open it up. It's like, hey, Dustin. Big day coming on September 30th. Make sure you go to the Lee Summit Library to cast your vote of a recall vote. I'm like, oh, this is the Frank White vote.
Yeah, I mean, you sent that yesterday, and I've been thinking about this for a very long time. I just can't believe when I do the say it out loud test, we are here with Frank White. Like, oh, yeah. This guy went from hero to zero in Kansas City. Like, memo to everybody else out there. Your legacy matters, and what you do after you play really does matter. And you know, you raised everybody's taxes and then you chased the Royals and Chiefs maybe over to the Kansas side of the state line. Nobody wants, I just can't believe it's who was the second best player in organizational history for quite some time. One of the few numbers we have retired out there at Kauffman Stadium. And that's public enemy number one in Kansas City. And there's a recall vote for this guy. I mean, just think about where you were and where you are right now, Frank, because I'm sure it was probably better just kind of laying low on the baseball side of things.
To quote the great Carrington Harrison, life comes at you fast.
It really does. Yeah, that you said you didn't like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but that's like the ending. Life comes at you fast. You better not stay around and look, you know? And it does. You're absolutely right. Because you sent that letter yesterday. I'm like, this is reality.
Yeah,
like, this is reality that, like, Frank White is probably out as the Jackson County Commissioner.
2 weeks from Tuesday, baby.
It's unbelievable.
2 weeks from Tuesday cost me both my stadiums in my city. Thanks, dude.
And raised your taxes. What do you think it's more of? Do you think it's more of losing the Royals and potentially the Chiefs?
Do
you think it's a personal property tax? It has to be the personal property tax,
right? My buddy that owns a business,
right?
In Lee Summit, said it went up 200%.
Yeah, you can't do that to people.
Talk about the say it out loud test. 200%.
Well, I mean, you look at what's going on the Kansas side of the state line, too. People are jumping ship. I guarantee you there's going to be a big company that leaves the Kansas City, Missouri side for the Kansas side soon.
I take Nall every day, Fesco, to see what house I can be a manny at.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's
manny.
Where you want to be a Manny. I would love to have been a Manny. That would have been a great job. But I guarantee you, there's going to be a big company that's going to jump across the state line here sooner rather than later that's not a sports team that's really going to send shockwaves through Kansas City. And that's just another one. I mean, Johnson County now has 607,000 people living in it. I mean, that's an enormous amount of people living over there. And so, I mean, everybody was pissed about that kind of stuff, man. There's so many people said they can't afford their house anymore, man. That sucks. Like, what are you doing?
Was it like 7% or something like that for... Gosh, it's terrible. Mortgage rates are like 7% or like 5%. I don't know. Who knows?
Kiss my ass.
No doubt. Somebody for the 816 need to unretire his jersey.
That's I agree.
Put a Surfside sign right there.
Well, when they built the new stadium, I would not put his number up, and I would definitely not have that statue for Frank White. I've said this for about a year now. I would put that statue in the Missouri River and let it just float down when they build the new stadium. I mean, when you're gutting Kauffman and you're saying, what do we need to take? You don't need to take the Frank White statue.
Another text from 816 says, I got my letter yesterday too. My wife was wondering why I was so excited when I checked the mail.
Well, dude, I was nervous.
Nudie magazine day!
Yeah, I was nervous. I got this letter. I'm like, the hell is this about? And then I open it up. I'm going through the kitchen, getting home, dropping everything off. And I open up the letter. I'm like, oh! I was like, okay. And immediately see you guys a picture. I was like, it's happening. It's here. A week from next Tuesday, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see here. 24 hours, a little bit more than 24 hours, we'll have a game against the Philadelphia Eagles. But don't forget, they're riding pretty high in Los Angeles.
In the past, Clinton has kind of been a criticism, or has been a sort of criticism for his performances on the field. What have you seen from him in terms of his resilience and just kind of tuning out that outside noise?
Oh, man, I guess the first thing that jumps into my mind is like, in your face, you know? But if I was Quentin, that's what I'd be saying. Quentin's not saying that, but that's what I'd say. You know, if I was he.
That's 9-year-old Bob right there. Like,
in your face.
Playing on the schoolyard, you know, football or whatever, and throwing that football in your buddy's face after you just scored. In your face,
in
man.
In your face.
In your face.
In your face.
Yeah, I like it. Who was it? What was it from? And somebody on the text line, I'm sure, will know. In the face. In the face.
I don't know, Rob Riggle.
God damn it, I don't know what it is about your face. But I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
Is there anything I can do to work on that?
No, so not really. It's your face.
It's just your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob Riggle there from Step Brothers.
Was it Coming to America? In the face! In the face!
Possibly. I remember I went to Missouri basketball camp, and I remember, was it Arthur Johnson?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember RDJ. Big dude, number zero. I like Arthur Johnson. Hell of a player.
I think he swatted Ricky Paulding in like a scrimmage that we were watching, and he did that. He goes, in the face! And I was like, and we're all sitting like courtside. Because that was like the year after Mizzou made that Elite Eight run where Justin Gage, former Jets wide receiver, slid across the court to save a ball. And Quinn Snyder, you know, just jacked out of his mind.
Yeah.
And they got all the way to the Elite Eight. And it was like, I think it was like Kareem Rush. I want to say Ricky Paulding was on that team. Arthur Johnson, Justin Gage. They had a really, really good team. And I remember, they said it is coming to America during the basketball game.
Yeah.
And I remember he's like Arthur Johnson swats it. And we're all like, oh my gosh. And he's just running on the court going, in the face.
I love it.
That's hilarious.
That is fantastic. And, you know, when we play the Chargers again, I would hope when there's a touchdown scored by the Chiefs, they look over to his sideline and go, in the face.
Yeah, because that's, it's from The Hangover when they do the taser test. And they hit, I think it's Allen or Ed Helms with the taser. He's like, hit in the face.
Yeah. It's like, I just think it's hysterical. Like Harbaugh bringing the heat. I don't remember him being this colorful, if you will, when he was coaching the San Francisco 49ers. Maybe because he wasn't in our division and we weren't playing him twice a year. We just weren't paying much attention.
Because he was at Stanford.
I know, but he wasn't that colorful there. And then for the 5 minutes he was the KU head coach, he wasn't that colorful there. And then he wasn't that colorful at Michigan until you saw that end. And he was like, all of these are like confettis or snowflakes. They're all individuals. And you're like, okay, he's a little weird. But this stuff that he's doing out in LA now is just beautiful. I love it, man. He's the gift that keeps on giving for the content machine.
If you ever wanted a guy that supports you, that's your guy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he is hands head over heels for Justin Herbert, as he should be. Mm-hmm. He's had a really good one regular season with him. He had a big win against the Chiefs in Brazil, and now they're riding high in Los Angeles. So we'll see how long that train keeps steaming down the tracks.
You know, but as hokey as it is, it really works, and that's what you need. Sure. Like, no matter who you are, if you're a professional athlete, you're a radio host, you're a doctor, it doesn't matter
what
you
Andy's
do for a living. Yeah.
Comes out of Santa Claus, talks about cheeseburgers.
Right.
Gosh darn it, or dog it, Vahe, or something like that. Like,
or how about those Chiefs?
Andy, they're, all the good ones are kind of corny.
They've got it. Ultimately, they are. But you want your coach to love your quarterback like that. Like, I think Justin Herbert, you know, looking back, what did he have? Two or three head coaches, right, before he got to, you know, Jim Harbaugh, and probably was like, man, it's hard. It's confusing. I don't know. I'm constantly changing coaches, constantly changing offensive coordinators. And now you got a guy who is your new head coach, your third head coach in 4 years of being in the NFL. And he saddles up to you. And he's like, you got this, man. And he loves you up, man. Like, you would love to have somebody come alongside you that loves you and wants you to be so successful as Jim Harbaugh does for that guy right there in LA. It's really kind of cool to see, you know, and that's the great relationship that you want your coach and your quarterback to have. Cause I've witnessed the other side. Matt Cassel and Todd Haley was a toxic, vile relationship, and Harbaugh and Herbert, it's a 180 of that. And as bad as the Todd Haley, you know, Matt Cassel relationship was, I kind of enjoy that relationship out there. Like, he's going to bat for his guy, and his guy knows that my coach has got my back in this one.
It's kind of the same thing. Look at how much of a turnaround the Royals have had getting rid of Matheny.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, you know, literally hung up on a show because he didn't like the music.
Yeah, yeah. He told me he was going to do that, too, and I didn't think he was really truthful about it. Like, I didn't comprehend that you would actually hang up on a show because you didn't like a song. And he did.
F around and find out, Bob.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even want to go down that road.
So let's get onto this road about the Kansas City Chiefs, because fast start, right? This is where I think you and Matt can kind of take over, because you both will have the same opinion, but in a different way. Fast start. Dan Orlovsky said yesterday on First Take that the Kansas City Chiefs need to get back to their explosive ways, or they will not be back in the Super Bowl in this era of football. Agree or disagree with what he had to say there, but there are tea leaves of that conversation that you can take away. The Chiefs have always been the team that puts the pedal down first. And what do we always hear? I wish Andy would keep his foot on the pedal, because they were up 24-3 and they end up winning the game 24-21 or 24-20. You're like, it was closer than it should have been or could have been. And I think you guys are right. When you talk about this topic, you kind of do have to get off to a fast start, because right now Philadelphia has your number. They know it. They beat you in the Super Bowl. You're licking your wounds from a loss in week one. They win against the Dallas Cowboys in their rivalry game in week one. Now they come to Kansas City, whereas the last time they played in Kansas City, they beat you.
Yep.
Sirianni, he's a Richard. We know that. Mm-hmm. They own that sort of bad guy, like the Green Lantern sort of like vibe on Philadelphia. So a fast start would be something nice to see, not only for the team, but to get that place rocking.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to be. Like, I'm looking forward.
Be there.
Yeah, I can't wait. The Italians are coming in today. They're in San Francisco right now. They'll get in later this afternoon, and like they're ready to go. The city feels like it's ready to go for this event and this game. And people want to be loud, and people want to cheer, and nobody wants to sit down, and we all want to leave that game with a victory. We all want to leave that game exhausted and exuberant. We don't want to ride the bus home for what could be the last time, by the way. Ralph's got a buyer potentially for the bus coming out on Saturday. Sunday may be the last bus day for all of us. So get your bus fill on Saturday, Sunday.
Christen me, flying wasp.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Get your foot off the bus.
get your foot off the bus, Spalding. That's Mac trying to buy the bus to prevent it from being sold to somebody we don't know. So Sunday may be the last bus tailgate of lifetime for us, but that's okay. You know, things move on and things change. For me, I was thinking about this last night. It's like Tracy Chapman, you got a fast car, right? We need a fast start for this team. He did a really good job.
Yeah.
No, but I wanted to hate his version of that song, because Tracy's is so good. It's one of the greatest songs of all time. And I didn't want to like Luke Combs' version of it. Like, he remade a masterpiece and he did an unbelievable job with it. It was phenomenal.
He was also giving her grace.
I know.
And song.
I know.
They brought her out to the Grammys.
It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
but
great.
Before we knew all the backstory and the song came out, I'm like, I want to hate this song. I don't want to love it. And he nailed it. He did a great job. And she blessed it. And I mean, the whole thing is just, anyway, long story short. Give the fans, you know, the ability to see some successes. But I think it's more important, guys, for this team to have a fast start for themselves. They need to see the success right now out there on offense. Because if you go 3-and-out, you know immediately what that crowd's going to feel like, right? You know immediately heads are going to hang. I think they need to go on a long, sustained drive, like a plotted out drive, 13, 14, 15, 16 play type of drive, take a lot of that time off the clock, move down the field, and just methodically put together a glorious drive and get in the end zone on that first drive. I think this team, this offense, needs to see the success more than the fans, more than Andy, more than the media. I think they need to have some success early on in this game to say, yeah, we got this thing.
So your
man.
Take is the Chiefs need to see it to believe.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dr. McInstein?
I'd put that solely on Andy Reid then. You know, fast start. Like, the script needs to be good. You're this, you know, offensive whiz, best offensive mind the NFL's ever seen. Then, okay, being without your top two wide receivers, you're the man for the job. You've got the greatest tight end of all time. You told us for 4 months how he's still got gas left in the tank. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Two catches. Let's see it. Let's get him open. Tyquan Thornton, you've talked how great he is. 4.3 speed. Let's see it.
I mean, they're rolling out a Belichick comment yesterday about Tyquan Thornton. I mean, Belichick, I guess, called, like, they're really trying to sell us Tyquan Thornton. And look, I'm in on Tyquan Thornton,
too.
You know. The only reason he didn't catch the ball on Friday night is because he wasn't supposed to be the guy. You work for months on that's an Xavier Worthy play.
And he still caught a great
catch. And he still
catch.
Made a great catch.
Diving catch.
Great play by him. But you look at the couple of misses that they had. If that's Worthy, those are completed passes, and we're talking about a complete completely different offense right now, but we're not. And so, yeah, you've got to get those guys involved. But man, I really do think, and I'm going to sound like a broken record a lot today, it's got to be about the running game, man. It's got to be, you've got to let that running game get established, and you can't back away if it gets stopped right away. Like, you just can't say, all right, we're done. We're not going to run the football anymore. That's the key to winning this football game, man. You got to keep Philadelphia off balance. And I think you're right, Mac. This is Andy's the offensive genius, right?
Yep.
I'm excited to see what he's going to come up with now that they've got some adversity facing them.
This is a battle of the GMs on Sunday.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, you got your Howie Roseman underwear on?
Of course.
Howie doesn't wear underwear.
I'll be on his sidelines.
Yeah, so, yeah, you will. I'll make sure and go get an autograph, get a picture, yes, get a selfie. Ha! Oh, my God. Remember that time you drafted Jalen Carter? That was awesome, man. Remember that time you didn't suspend Jalen Carter for spitting?
That's not him.
Yeah. I wouldn't spend my player of the NFL. Yeah.
No. Philadelphia, their poll question today is, should he be suspended for a series against the Chiefs?
For a series?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what they're asking.
Rich.
Isn't that great, a series?
What the hell are you talking about?
I would say it doesn't prove anything to anybody, but it would kind of give them some brownie points from the league if they did say, hey, the first quarter, you're out. But this game's too massive.
It is. Yeah,
I want everybody's ass playing. Like, I wish Xavier Worthy would play. I'm glad Carter's playing. I want everybody on the field. I don't want excuses.
Yeah, what if Xavier does play?
What if he does play?
You
run him out there as just a decoy and have him on the field, right?
What's that gif of the guy with the crazy arms, like, when he's excited? That's what he would look like running a 4-2 down the field.
You have to account for him, though. I mean, if you put him out there, you still have to account for him, you know, on the field. And so if you want to put a blazer out there, go ahead and do it. Except that guy at the Green Bay game last night.
I'd leave him wide open and say, do it, Patrick. Throw it to him.
and that's fine. If you want to leave him wide open, let Patrick loft it up to him, let him run into the end zone and catch that football and score a touchdown then. Because I just think if he's got any sort of ability in that arm to play this weekend, look, I think he's playing next week. I never thought it was as serious injury as everybody thought it was on Saturday night or Friday night, whenever the hell that game was now. But he's a guy that if he's capable of being out there in any shape of the matter, you throw his ass out there and you let him run down the field, because that takes at least one defender away.
We saw the offense pick it up in that game. You know, they scored on all three drives they had in that second
half. I'm more concerned
with
what the defense did, quite honestly. I mean, we've spent so much time in this league now focused on the offense.
That's what the league is.
I know, but the defense was the organization that wasn't any really good.
That's the fast start we need.
Yeah, the defense needs to get out there. Yeah, exactly.
Some pressure.
I don't hate that either. I'm with you. Like, big game from Chris Jones, man. Let's go.
Jalen Hurts thinks he gets cute. That was a quick out pass. Trent McDuffie, boom. Pick six. Arrowhead would explode.
I'd explode. Yeah.
You'd be on the sideline. You'd be in the
jumping
middle
with
your little ball sounder, be like, get in his face. You know, somebody that you guys gave a lot of praise to on Fox's pregame show, Rob Gronkowski, mm-hmm, still have that same attitude?
Yeah, I do.
What I was surprised about is when things aren't going their way, as you can see, when they start struggling a little bit, they start yelling at each other. Their blame game starts going on.
Yeah,
you can see it on
that?
The sidelines. And that's not a good situation. I mean, you want to come together when you're down, when things aren't going your way, and you want to come together to figure out why, you know, everything's not going the way it needs to go. So to see them starting to point fingers is not a good sign. They got to, you know, get incorporated on and get on the same page and not be blaming others.
Okay. And here's the thing I'm thinking at with
That's
Gronk.
Salt.
Like, I don't necessarily disagree with him. Like, if you're looking at it from the outside and the fighting's going on and you isolate that, like, I was reading a story this morning on Awful Announcing about this new documentary about the Montreal Expos, right? And they interviewed that guy, David Sampson, who's ruined baseball teams all over Major League Baseball. They interviewed him for 9 hours. He had no idea during the filming of that video that they were painting him as the villain for the Montreal Expos. He finishes the 9 hours and he's like, I called my agent, I called my lawyer, I called my family. I'm like, I think I did good, but they're going to edit this thing and it's going to make me look bad, right? And that's what we do. We edit things to make things look bad. So when you isolate on Tranquil or you isolate on Travis yelling at those guys, it looks bad. It really does. But Travis yelling at Juwan Taylor wasn't because of that night. That was because of years of this guy committing penalties. Chris Jones getting yelled at by Drew Tranquil probably wasn't the only moment that Drew Tranquil was like, dude, I'm trying back here. And if you're not going to do your job, then I can't do my job. Like, it probably reached that head. That wasn't a one-off just because of that incident. So I understand, like, when you isolate those, it kind of looks bad and it looks like, oh my God, they're yelling at each other. But I thought that was needed the other night for this team. But he's not wrong. Like, we've said for years and talked about it for years, like, when they're not used to dealing with a lot of adversity, because they've never dealt with adversity for the most part before, right? And now over the last couple of years, they're starting to deal with that adversity. And I think people look at it and go, I don't like how they respond. Well, they have never really had to respond from that much adversity. Now they will, and hopefully they respond a little bit better, you know?
I also wonder if it's because of who was doing it. Like, I remember watching when Brady get pissed on the sidelines. He was chewing everyone's ass.
Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah. His helmet on the ground.
I mean, Brady would go to the offensive line, the receivers, the running backs. I mean, chew ass. I mean, absolutely getting people's eyeballs.
Yeah, did Gronk forget that?
And then now it's like, well, but if it's a quarterback, is it okay? Like, if it's not,
yeah,
like,
I don't know.
You know, because then when Mahomes did it a couple years ago, because Kadarius Toney kept dropping passes, Mahomes was just bitching too much. Yeah. He was being a crybaby. And now there's like a double standard to where it's like, well, you know, Dwan Taylor's jumped off sides 100 times. In fact, Matt Nagy said something yesterday where it's like, I think he's got less than one time.
Speaking to the obvious, the penalties, that can't happen. And so that's where we're at. We've made it loud and clear. Juwan knows that. He understands it. It's something that,
be better,
especially in a moment like that in that game when things are a little bit off kilter now with the personnel, and you start to move the ball, you have a couple positive plays, and then boom, a penalty or a second. You know, so three penalties and a hold, not good enough. He knows that. When there's no one hiding from it, he's not hiding from it. He understands what's expected, and I think he's ready for that challenge here as we go.
That is a calm Matt Nagy. I can tell you that was a politically correct statement right there about what they're dealing with
these
penalties.
Tells you,
man,
it is not going to be a game.
No, it's
not. It is not going to be three games.
No.
It's going to be one time.
One time.
One time.
One time. Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
And it's see,
he has no leeway.
He's going to do it.
Of course,
he's gonna do it.
It's like, don't touch that stove; it's gonna burn your fingers.
Right,
told you.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to your room.
Yes, yeah,
it's gonna happen.
He is that right there. That is a calm leader right there talking about Juwan Taylor. Behind the scenes, it's like, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You broke the tight end. You've broken this offense. Now we have injuries. It's hard enough to overcome those. We can't have you false starting every other play. We can't have you hold.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
but you know
what,
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every other play. So if you're going to do all that kind of stuff, it's hard enough to overcome the injuries. It's even harder to overcome injury plus penalty. So we're going to eliminate the penalty. We can't eliminate the injury, but we can eliminate you from committing those penalties. And we got a guy that we pay, what, $10, $15 million
yeah,
to that can more than happily fill exactly in for your spot.
And not be a buzzkill to a drive.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.